But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's go into the future further.
What?
And check out the weekend.
It's the weekend update.
Find out what is so weekend worthy. Well, with that temperature dropping, we're going to need to drip our faucets a little bit longer. Yes, the Chinese water torture chamber continues.
Seriously?
And it's coming from inside the house. And all seeming in all directions. But nonetheless, we'll give you something to listen to here at Hank FM as we Mark Phillips kicks off officially this afternoon. But we get to jump on it a little early by getting you to the American Rodeo at 8:30. It is a Hank FM Rodeo Radio Weekend. Oh, boy. Rodeo Radio Weekend.
Kubota, Kubota.
Twice an hour and all through the weekend. And I would venture to say we might do this just anyway because it's country music. We'll have all those rodeo songs to get you revved up. So whether it's the American Rodeo tickets that we're giving away or the third weekend of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo going on strong, we'll have the update on that. Hank FM on the Midway this weekend, by the way, from 1 to 3. So that's cranked up. We'll also be down there as they celebrate one of their birthday anniversaries all month long, the fun of Fort Worth Stockyards. And I'll meet up with you tomorrow at high noon. Would love to say hi to you at the Boot Barn. Boot Barn. Because when there is a barn, you're going to find our show. We are number one, in barns. That is a new Pew Pew Research study. Fun fact.
I had no idea.
Pew
so
Pew.
So it's legitimized.
Yeah. As much as this show ever would be.
KB and Heather Lee.
So we'll be at the Boot Barn. I'll see you starting at noon. And this is the one in the Stockyards, right there at the southwest corner of Main and Exchange, right where it all happens. So noon to 2, they have like 25% off stuff and great deals. We'll have all sorts of greatness as far as tickets and the like, and I'd love to hang out with you. We can keep each other warm.
I do love the Boot Barn.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I don't know, just if you are going out there, which everybody is, because it's a big party for all the birthdays and everything, what you want to do, make sure that their emails are not going into your spam, because they have the best coupons.
There you go.
Do not ask me how I know this information.
That is an insider
tip. Love the Boot Barn.
Right there
and
to update your drip.
Sometimes they'll even send you something in the mail.
Mm.
It's worth money, too.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Boot Barn.
What is mail? Please explain. Concert-wise, Billy Bob's got cranked back up, and in fact, it was Wynn Williams last night, Quinn Williams in concert, who I would love to someday have Quinn Williams at the Watt Arena at the Stock Show.
I like it.
But Turnpike Troubadours has taken over, and they will be tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, Turnpike, 3 nights, Billy Bob's, Texas. I don't know if tickets are still available.
I was going to say, if they're playing 3 nights.
Yeah. Sports-wise, just fun fact, it is the WWE Royal Rumble tomorrow.
Are you going to wear your crown?
The birthday's today. Not tomorrow. And then sports-wise, depending on the wintry convictions that are going through North Carolina right now, they may not be able to kick off the NASCAR Cup Series. It was supposed to be the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, but like 3 inches of snow predicted tomorrow there. And they've already had problems there.
That's way too fast to drive in that.
NFL is, well, not if you're in a Jeep.
Well, yeah, that's true.
NFL is off, of course, getting ready for the Super Bowl next weekend. But there is the Super Bowl of dog shows. It's the 150th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Fancy, fancy.
Yeah, always
happens
there.
Bringing Bulon over. See how she does?
Now, this is always when you're sitting there and you're watching it, and then you look at your dog, and it's like, why can't you do that? No, I don't think Beulah will be competing anytime soon on that. But
Hank,
what about Hank on your
Hank
end?
Hank could kind of do that, but he's too busy managing the entire house and panicking for everyone.
Yeah.
Lola, she'd just bully everybody else. She's not worried.
Well, outside of dog wrangling, what's the Heather Lee compound doing now that it's thawed out?
Well, I'll be honest. One of the highlights of my existence is watching Love After Lockup.
Mm.
And this season, a little disappointing. It's almost like none of these relationships on reality TV are going to work. But then we're also in our color guard era. Mm. We have the first competition weekend of Winter Guard for Thing One. All going up to Little Elm. And for the first time, They have mixed the junior varsity with the middle schoolers. So there's a variety of talent levels here, and we missed all the practices leading up to the very first competition. So we've got a little bit of that. And I'm sure Coach Hunter is doing great with all this. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. So it's going to be a very exciting cold day with a whole lot of flags and things. What about you? Besides And by the way, it is a birthday weekend.
It is.
I don't know. It's not a birthday today and then wrestling tomorrow.
Elle's birthday today. The celebration has already started this morning. I already gave her her gifts. And I felt a little weird about giving it just because, you know, it was it came from the heart. But it also came from my very own hands.
Whoa. And,
So we're going to get her on here coming up here.
Were you whittling this morning?
A little before 7:47. Well, you know, it's been a long week out there. Not much to do with the family. Yeah, the happy birthday celebrations continue, but did I go cheap?
Waking That's up coming with up. KB and Heather Lee.